Blog Talk Radio.
Coming into your 1 minute. I hope everybody's having a good evening. I want to welcome Tricia Milo to your 1 minute, and I want to welcome all of our guests this evening in this live chat coming to you from both Blog Talk Radio and your1minute.ning.com. That's spelled the word your, the number one, and the word minute, your1minute.ning, N-I-N-G.com. So, this is our first real broadcast live over the Ning Network, and we're here to actually, find out about your business and share that information with our listeners. We're coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia this evening. So if you would like to call in, the number is 347-215-8709. And we would love to hear about your business and, help spread the word. So until we get some calls, I've got a few things that we can talk about, but before we get started with that, I think I want to introduce some new contacts that I made over Facebook, which was pretty good. This young man, his name is Ryan McCluskey, and his beautiful wife is Megan, and they actually have a new album coming out, and they wanted me to play a sample of it. So while we're waiting for some calls, we'll go ahead and get that started with the newest album from Ryan and Megan McCluskey. All right, so we're right here on Your 1 Minute, and I'm your host, George Robbins, and we also have Tricia Milo. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
so often because when I thought enough to hear it call. How about showing all of the children what really matters and not? Leaving them confused, seeking outside in a field next to lost. Oh, how about teaching them all that the greatest path to choose is love? Instead of only looking upward and out inside, leave it all. Life is a series of choices, so I will try to show the way. So hold on tight to that inner light and to never be afraid. So it took me a long time to really understand that. And then love has got to stop with.
We are back. That was a nice little song there. Well, Dave Stowers, we're in the house with Dave Stowers, and we've got our first caller coming in on your 1 minute, and we'd like to welcome you. Hello, caller.
Hi. Is this Dave?
No, this is George. Trisha Milo, is this?
This is Kathy Wagner. Trisha Milo called me and told me about this, and it just sounds wonderful. And I just wanted to tell you about my business.
Well, please do. We're looking forward to it.
It is a company. It's my company, and it's called Design Yourself Interiors. And we manufacture life-size furniture templates. And what they are paper templates or footprints, and they're full-size furniture. They're marked at standard sizes for standard pieces of furniture like sofas, chairs, ottomans, end tables. And we sell them on our website. So we have an e-commerce site, and they help people to never buy the wrong size furniture again. You know, at one point, a lot of people used to lay out newspaper a long time ago and try and figure out how the room would be arranged and what size furniture they needed. So we've taken all of that angst out of it, and you can just purchase a kit from us, a living room, dining room, bedroom, a family room, or a nursery, and it's all packaged in there, already sized, and you can just take it out, fold it, or cut it to the size that fits your room, and you're good to go.
That's amazing. How did you get into this business? This is like a do-it-yourself in a box kind of a business.
Yes, it is. Exactly. That's a good way to put it. We had thought at one time about calling it Room in a Box because that is sort of what it is, but that name was already taken and we couldn't use it. But we got into it, my partner and I. We manufacture these in Kansas City, so they are American-made, and we had an interior design business, and we had a client that we used to do CAD work and on the computer, and we would show it to our clients, and most of them, you know, would look at it and go, okay, great, but we had one client that just couldn't understand it, so I said, well, let's just lay out a room for her, and with paper templates, and it worked so great, and she loved it, and I just said, you know, there has to be a market for this. So we called up a graphic designer and started the process, and we've been doing it now for about, I guess, 7 years.
Wow.
And,
it's
a very low-tech product, so it's easy to use, it's affordable, and it's a problem solver.
Yeah. Obviously, it saves a lot of time. And I would imagine a lot of money. How do we get in touch with you? Well, do you have a phone number or website you can share with us?
Yes, thank you. It's www.designyourselfinteriors.com. Or you can call me at 404-405-3553.
Excellent, excellent. Well, welcome. We're glad that you're here with us today on your 1 minute, and please feel free to stay around with us as we, you know, explore this wonderful world of instant marketing globally, speaking with people who are interested in your products.
Well, thank you, and I certainly will. I'd like to hear some of your other callers, and thank you for providing this. It's just, it's terrific.
Well, make sure that you share this with your friends, and you can always join us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. It's called Your 1 Minute. You can easily search it. And there you can also share your URLs and information there, and we'll help promote you. And then we also have your1minute.ning. That's your, the number one, minute, .ning.com. And you can easily join that. It's a social network, and we chat live there, and we share our websites and let each other know, you know, if we have a lead for somebody else. So please feel free to join that, and hopefully we'll get some more callers in here soon. And thank you very much for joining us today.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you. Bye now.
Awesome. Bye-bye. All right, well, we're back, and that was a very interesting idea. You know, I mean, she's been doing this for 7 years now, but it is that kind of entrepreneurship, the people who think, I guess you could say, in the box, that make, you know, it's really what's going to bring this country back to doing business. And this is a communications tool that we hope more will take advantage of, you know, in this new digital age. As you know, we're connected with Facebook and LinkedIn and all of these social networks. And it's great, the reach out, the direct contact you have with your clients and your contacts. It's immeasurable when you're trying to explain what it is about your business you want them to know. To use these social networks is only to your advantage because, one, it saves you a ton of marketing money. Two, it establishes a relationship with who you're trying to reach. It's not just a quick advertisement and hope they buy. It's an ongoing relationship. And that's what social networks are providing. Your 1 minute is also providing a new form of social marketing and networking, and that's social media, video and audio and other various forms of communications like live chat rooms, blogs. That's what Your 1 minute specializes in. But the video is what we've been concentrating on a lot more lately because, as you know, video actually increases your chances of being seen in the search engine. So for people who are looking to reach more people and have more traffic, this is an easy way by simply having a little, basically, you know, 1 minute video. That's what we call them anyway, Your 1 minute. I'm going to take a short break, but as I do, we're going to go ahead and play another song for you just to keep things moving here. But when we come back, we'll talk about the social network Ning and basically how you can use it to your advantage to market your business. All right, so stay with us. We'll be right back with more Your 1 minute, and hopefully you'll call in and let us know about your business. All right, I'm George Robbins, your host, and we are here on Your 1 Minute with Tricia Milo. And Dave Stoutwards actually just came into the room, so we'll be right back. We're back, and this is Your 1 Minute, and I'm your host, George Robbins. We've got a caller on the line, and we're going to go ahead and say hello. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hello?
Caller?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, welcome to your 1 minute. All right, we're experiencing a little technical difficulty there, I guess.
Hello, is anybody on the other end over there?
Yeah, hey, welcome to your 1 minute. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Dave Stowers with Internet Power Hosting.
All right, Dave Stowers, our featured host, our featured sponsor of the month. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great. How are you doing tonight, George?
I'm doing awesome. Welcome to the show.
Well,
so,
I had
Dave,
to call in and let you guys know that I'm an avid listener and just wanted to say thanks for everything that you do.
Oh, well, we thank you for everything that you do, Dave. Tell us briefly about your business.
Well, I am a preferred provider of hosting solutions for web designers and those people that are just interested in having a website on the Internet. I'm the person that you come to in order to actually put it on the net.
Oh, excellent. So you can help someone with their domain names and
Absolutely.
Hosting.
Domain names, security certificates, you need additional email addresses for your business. If you want to put together your own blog, I provide platforms for doing that as well.
Now, I've been to your site, and I saw that you do have a lot of templates already in place so that anybody can pretty much make their own website or blog quite easily. Am I correct in that?
That is very true. I do offer specialized software that's integrated into a hosting account where the individual with absolutely no experience can go in and create their own website from scratch if they want to. And I also have video tutorials to help them walk through the processes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting, and obviously the tech support is superior because it's you, right, Dave?
You betcha. I'm here for every one of my clients.
Awesome. Well, tell me why somebody would need so many email addresses. Well, I couldn't understand 50 email addresses.
Well, as a business owner, we all wear a lot of hats, and I'm no different. But, the solopreneur, the entrepreneur will not really know that they need so many email addresses until they actually have a business up and running. First, they've got admin and being able to support an admin position. Then they've got maybe an accountant section that they want to look like a big business, so they want to spin off their own accountant section. And they'll need an email address for accountant. Maybe they'll need somebody in marketing, which, by the way, they're also filling that hat as well. But they want to be able to distinguish exactly which section is getting this particular email so that even though you're a one-man show, you can still look like you're a big enterprise.
I see. So I guess I need to get a few email addresses.
Even though you don't think you need them, it does make you look a little bit more professional to have email going to different parts of your business.
Now, are you strictly a U.S. company, or do you work with people, anywhere?
Well, I don't speak Greek or any of the other foreign languages with a skill of mastery, but I do have the capability to put together a top-level domain name for pretty much all countries. While I don't offer them right now for sale to the individuals, for the businesses, absolutely. I will open up and make sure that if they need a .co.uk, which is a Britain or a Great Britain ending for domain names, I can certainly open that up. If they need a .de for Germany, I can certainly make sure that's in place as well. So I am a full-featured company that can provide those aspects.
Very, very interesting. I always thought that, the person who tries to do it all themselves, it's kind of like the, you just can't split yourself enough. You know, I can't remember the movie with Michael Keaton where he was a duplicate, and he just kept duplicating himself, and then they started degenerating, you know. And it's kind of like that with business. If you just try to do too much, I think sometimes that, you know, you dilute your success. And people like you and the services that you provide, you know, really help keep businesses strong and viable, you know, because it takes a lot off of the mind of the business owner. They can concentrate on the business success. So I can see how folks should definitely get in touch with Dave over at Internet Power Hosting, you know, to see if there is some way that Dave can relieve some of the stress. Dave, I'm going to ask you to stay with us. We have another caller. I'm just going to put you on hold for a little bit. We may come back to you, but just stay with us. We'll continue this conversation on the importance of good hosting. All right?
All right. I'll be right here.
Thank you very much. All right. Well, we got a new caller here. Who's this caller? Go ahead, caller. Okay, maybe we don't have another caller.
Well, I was waiting for someone else to speak, but I guess I will speak.
You are the caller. Who is this?
This is Tricia Milo.
Oh, the famous Tricia Milo of Your 1 Minute. How are you?
I am good. I have been juggling family and friends, and now I'm focused.
Well, welcome. I'm glad that you could make it. So tell us about Your 1 Minute. I know that you're here, part of our family, as the Your 1 Minute grows into something unique and exciting. But I'd love for you to introduce yourself and tell the folks, you know, about Your 1 Minute and what your role is with them.
Well, Your 1 Minute is Your 1 Minute video, which is actually most business people that I know, they will, at networking groups, they'll get up and they'll stand up and they will give their 1 minute elevator speech. And so what Your 1 minute video does for a business person is it takes their elevator speech and it turns it into a video profile. And then this video profile actually becomes their digital video business card that they can use on social media networks. And it can be embedded in their website, on their website. It can be placed on Facebook, LinkedIn, so many different social media networks. It can be put in your email as well as sent via your cell phone in mobile messaging. So your message goes out 24/7, and it is a way to introduce yourself, your products, your business online 24/7. That means all the time, and people get familiar with your products and services. They get to know you, they get to like you, and they get to trust you, and they want to do business with you. So that's what Your 1 minute video helps a business person or a business to learn how to market themselves through social media networks.
Well, that's amazing because, you know, I see all these reports coming out, you know, from all these bloggers and websites that are talking about video as being a key component to a company's marketing plan these days, especially because of the affordability and, you know, the viral nature of video. What do you think about that?
Well, with Your 1 minute video, you know, it's you know, social media is really the essence of that. Is you send out your 1 minute video to your, put it on your Facebook, and your friends see it. You know, it goes out on your Facebook, goes out to your friends, and it's really word of mouth advertising. It's the traditional, the best form of advertising or promotion is word of mouth or referral. And it's based on relationships because relationships matter. And someone sees your one-minute video because they're on your Facebook, they're one of your friends or your business associates, and they go, oh, you know, look at Tricia Milo, and they basically share it with their friends. And so one friend refers it to another, and before you know, it just goes out there and becomes viral.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
I said that's a great form of advertising when you realize that there's over a half a billion people on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of folks using social networks, that's for sure. And I think that if you combine all the different social networks, you're well over a billion worldwide. You know, it's amazing. You know, you used to pay a lot of money, and I think we had talked about this, you know, before. You used to pay a lot of money to just talk to a small population in your area. Like, for example, if you went to go buy television airtime, and this was back in the day, you could spend thousands of dollars for only just a few commercials. And it may not, you know, bring you any results, but at the same time, it would brand you, you know. This is completely the opposite. You don't have to spend hardly any money. I mean, there is some, you know, outlay, but nothing compared to the thousands that you would spend. And you reach an infinitely large number of people, you know, on a regular basis, and you get a chance to continue that conversation with them. So, yeah, I think social networking is definitely a wave that if you're in small business, you should at least get in the water and try, you know. I'm going to bring Dave into this conversation because Dave is actually one of our this month's featured sponsor, and he has a viral video out right now that's produced by Your 1 Minute, and I'd love to get his take on what he thinks, you know, social media can do for his business.
Well,
go ahead, Dave.
I tell you, George, the social media aspect of business is phenomenal. You know, with Facebook, Twitter, Technorati, Dig, Delicios, you name it, there are so many networks out there to be able to spread your message, and so many places that you can put a video, which, you know, even I've started putting my video out in a lot of these places. I'm just waiting for it to catch on. It's just phenomenal what can happen, and it may not be something that you do. It's something that somebody else does, or somebody else talking to somebody else talking to somebody else, and next thing you know, you're exploding off of just one small thing.
Yeah.
But that is what's exciting about social media, is that, you know, business and interest in what you are doing, what your product or service is, all of a sudden it just kind of seems like it's coming out of nowhere. Because it actually is, because people have been, you know, sharing you all over the world.
And YouTube has been phenomenal for helping spread that as well. So, when it comes to putting a video on and, you know, really showcasing what your business is, what your brand is, you know, it gets noticed.
Yeah, I mean, YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. I don't think people realize that. And, you know, I guess because of the relationship between Google and YouTube, you know, essentially, you know, your rankings, it goes through the roof. I mean, you're easily found. People put in these search words like computers or hosting. And the first thing that comes up at the top of the page on Google search are the videos. So if you have a video, your chances of being seen are going to be a lot greater than traditional.
I would suggest that everybody go ahead and take advantage of making a video profile. You know, whether whether you're doing it from, it's not the best, but whether you're doing it from your webcam or having it professionally done, I encourage everybody to go ahead and take advantage of that, because it is priceless in terms of advertising and in terms of ranking.
I'll tell you an example. You know, what makes me feel good is when I get a lead from somebody who has shared my information with somebody else, because and that person made sure that they let me know that they were thinking of me when they heard the conversation. And this is what I mean. A good friend of mine sent me a Facebook message this afternoon that said that he was listening to Neil Bortz, and Neil Bortz was ranting about not being able to find a company that could assist him with his online video. He just can't, you know, find it. And instantly, my friend thought of me as, you know, a part of the marketing results of what we've been doing here at Your 1 Minute. He remembered me and sent that lead to me with a contact name for me to actually contact those people for, you know, to offer my services. Now, that is an amazing thing about social networking, is that somebody not only can think about you, but they can act right away. You know, it takes away the, oh, let me wait until I get home, or let me think about this and I'll, you know, figure out if I can. No, while it's on my mind, I can actually text it in. I could, you know, pull out my laptop and send that right away. And, you know, business happens a lot faster because of it. So I think that's an amazing part of social networking. All right, well, I guess we could take a short break here. I'm going to play a little bit of theme music here, and then we'll go over to the chat room on your1minute.ning.com and see if we've got any folks. And then we'll come back in a few short minutes. All right, so stay tuned to Your 1 Minute. I'm your host, George Robbins, and the website, if you want to join us, is your1minute.ning.com. That's your1minute.ning.com, and we'll be right back. All right. you doing? This is George Robbins, and you're listening to Your 1 Minute. And we're here with Tricia Milo. How you doing, Tricia?
I'm doing great tonight. How about you?
Awesome, awesome. It's an interesting format, isn't it?
Well, yes, and then you got to talk to Kathy, right? She called in right away.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, I wish she had stuck around a little longer, but, yeah, she was awesome. We got to talk about her business. Very interesting business, you know, almost like the web designer, I mean, the interior decorator in a box, in a way, you know.
Exactly.
Interesting. I thought it was interesting. She was in business for 7 years doing this. It seems like a new, fresh, novel idea. And to hear that it was, you know, 7 years in operation was a surprise.
Well, the business has been around, and she's had success with it, and so she's exploring new markets. And, of course, the economy has affected everybody's business. So she's learning how to do some new, you know, she's exploring new paths in marketing. And so Blog Talk Radio was something that she didn't know anything about. And I had emailed her earlier, but she did not get the email. And so I called her at about 10 minutes to 9, only to find out that she'd been sick this afternoon. And I just told her, I said, if you want an opportunity to do some Blog Talk Radio, you got to do it now. And so she arose to the occasion, and she got on the phone and
she
called
sure
you.
Well, she was awesome, and I'm glad she made the effort to come by. Yeah, and I'm sorry if she was feeling bad. You know, I didn't realize. But it was a very interesting conversation about her business, and I hope that people, you know, at least go and take a look at her website, and you can connect with her on the Ning. I hope that she's joined us on the Ning. But, you know, do you happen to know her phone information? Maybe we can get her back and talk a little bit more about this.
I did, actually. After she got off the phone with you, I called her back and encouraged her to just go ahead and listen to the program. And also, she did sign up to be a member, so she was going to do that. But I felt like she really wasn't feeling well, and so I thought, well, I better just let her go because I didn't want to impose too much on her. It was a shock to her system when I called and said, you want to be on Blog Radio? She's like, what? And I said, now? And she goes, what, now? And I'm like, yes, if you're going to do it, you got to get on now. I mean, she didn't have to get on. I told her she didn't have to get on that minute, that it was going to be at least an hour program, but she got all excited about it.
Well, that's all right. We were glad to have her. Now, we're going to try to do this every Thursday, if we can, every Thursday evening at 9 o'clock. And we'd love for more people to join us. This is being recorded, so if you didn't get a chance to join us live, you can always listen to us on the Ning site, the your1minute.ning, N-I-N-G.com. And on the front page, you'll see our Blog Talk station. And you can always go back and listen to any episode that that we put out. So even if, you know, you come and just give us your 1 minute, it will be, you know, forever, you know, ingrained in the hearts and minds of the Your 1 minute programming. So that's one good thing about the, you know, when you put something out there, it stays out there, and, you know, and if you put something good out there, that good stays out there. So we encourage everybody to, you know, participate.
We better be careful what you say.
Yeah, exactly, right, exactly. I can edit, but I can't edit everything.
Right. And it's almost like a legacy, since, you know, since it's going to be out there forever, it's almost like a legacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's the Matrix. You'll be forever a part of the grid.
Okay, yes, we're in that Matrix. Well, this is another altered state, but it's one that is well worth exploring. It's great to hear people's voices and even to read their words in the chat room. It's, you know, it's kind of calms everything down a little bit. It helps you to focus quite easily.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is to be able to network from wherever you are, at home, you know, at work, wherever, you know, just to be able to connect with other businesses and people you may not have ever got a chance to meet in your life. You know, this technology offers a whole new way for you.
Well, it just expands your thinking as far as the possibilities, and then just the effectiveness of basically we all have the equipment and we're already, you know, paying, you know, our internet service providers. So a lot of this is pretty much free.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the funny part. It's pretty much free. And, you know, all you need is a guy, you know. One of the services that we offer at Your 1 Minute is a social media manager. You know, a social media manager, you may not have the time, you know, to do all of this social networking and marketing and such. And we offer a program where we actually help populate your social environment. We help market your social environment, and we work closely with you so that if you have specials or information, you know, that's pertinent that needs to be put out, you can just let us know, and we'll go out there and pump those things out there in the world for you. So you know, Your 1 Minute is really a place where, you know, we try to educate, you know, our clients as well as the general public as to what is out there, what is available to you, because that's really the only thing stopping people from taking advantage of all these free opportunities is they just don't know, you know, and hopefully Your 1 Minute will help with that.
Well, like Kathy Wagner and, you know, Design Your Own Interiors, she was just exposed to this tonight, first time, you know, get her big toe wet. And since I talked to her before, there's a certain amount of, a little intimidation, but she was pretty comfortable with, like, trying something new. And now that she has, I'm sure she's going to be quite willing to come back and, when she's feeling well and she's prepared to, you know, talk about her business and have a business mindset, I'm sure she'll be back. And then she'll be bringing all her friends.
That's what we want, everybody to bring their friends.
That's social media. One, you know, one person tells another, and then it just snowballs. So who's listening to us? I mean, is there any way to gauge the listening population?
Well, at this point, no. I couldn't tell you how many people are actually listening, but I'm sure that there are many on Blog Talk that have joined us that are just listening in. And, of course, this is being recorded, so there will be many who will be listening to us at a later date. So, you know, that's the beauty of this whole digital age. Everything can be recorded live and play back. So is there any message you want to give out to the world?
Now you put me on the spot and I have to say something really profound. Otherwise, I did ask. That's true. I asked. Be careful what you ask for. You might just get it. Well, let me think. I think that Blog Talk Radio has expanded my thinking, as well as just getting in a chat room and just the whole video marketing and social media networks. It's just a new world. And having been in business for quite some time and a few different businesses, what I realize is that marketing and advertising is in the technological age that we're in is very exciting, and it's actually more personal than it ever has been before, because it always ends up connecting with a person. I mean, you might send it out there digitally, but it comes back and it gets to be a one-on-one, whether that's an online transaction or it's a phone call or it's a meeting face-to-face. It all happens.
Yeah, it does. I've been to several events through social networking that I know I probably never would have gone to if I didn't know people in my social network that were going. You know, it's mm-hmm. always nice to have those contacts that can help guide you and hold your hand, kind of like, you know, brothers in arms, you know, in your marketing. And that's something that you never really seen before either, is, you know, somebody else is actually marketing you and you're marketing somebody else. You know, traditionally you paid for your own marketing and you wouldn't be concerned with marketing your next door, your network. I mean, it's enough money to spend just to market yourself. But now, because of this, you see people like maybe Rita's Ice Cream marketing, you know, your 1 minute in their store. Or you see, you know, the Singing Bean, you know, marketing New Lawrenceville. You know, it's an amazing thing.
Well, what we're doing is we're helping each other to grow our businesses, like we're growing our businesses together. And, you know, when you put two people together, you create a synergy. It's like the energy is bigger than the both of you. You know, it just it becomes exponential.
Yeah.
The more business.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, your 1 minute also has a another component to it where we actually work with networking groups, you know, people who are organizers of their own, traditional real-life networking groups. And face-to-face, I guess that's what you would say. And, you know, we offer this service where we create video directories for their memberships. And we can talk a little bit about that.
Well, what we did yesterday, we had a red carpet at Sugo's restaurant in Duluth, Georgia. And first we, you know, greeted everyone at the door with a little bit of a interview style as they came in the door, just asked them their name and the name of their business and which women, these happened to be women's organizations that were meeting in the restaurant, and asking them which organization they were a part of. And so they got their first, taste of being in front of a camera and giving a message. And so what we're going to do with that video that was shot of everyone entering the restaurant, attending this meeting, a regular network meeting face-to-face, we captured that whole meeting, and we're going to put it online on their website so that their members can see themselves, you know, in a video format and see the power of video. And many of them, in fact, about 100% of them are going to come back and record their your 1 minute video, and we're scheduling that now this week and next week with 24 different businesses.
Wow.
Yeah.
24.
24. Wow. 24 businesses.
Wow. I'm gonna
There's no. Yes, it's going to be, and I've received some emails from some people that we're going to do some recording at Sugo's restaurant. Some people are asking for us to go on location to their site, to their brick and mortar business, and then others are interested in our Flagstar Bank backdrop to record their your 1 minute in a more business environment.
Yeah. And we can talk a little bit about Flagstar Bank, I guess, because, you know, they're one of our sponsors. They allow us to use their boardroom Flagstar is an excellent bank located in the Georgia market. They have locations all over the Atlanta area. And they have banking, what, 7 days a week? They're open on Sundays, I believe.
They are 7 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And Clark
wow.
Howard is all over this big bank business. He says, leave the big banks. I'm quoting Clark Howard. Leave the big banks, people. Support your, you know, your regional, your regional banks like a Flagstar Bank, because you come in their bank and it, first of all, when you go into a Flagstar Bank, they look like home. They're very comfortable. It's very laid back. There's a lot of overstuffed chairs. There's coffee to drink. They want you to sit down and do banking business with you. They don't want you to stand in line. And the big banks, part of their marketing plan is to make sure that the customers, when they come in, that they stand in line at the teller's window, because they want you to take in all the advertisements and on all the new deals that they've got to offer. And but they purposely want you to stand there for no more than 10 minutes, because they know if you stand in a line at a bank for more than 10 minutes, you're going to get upset. So it has to be less than 10 minutes. But that's kind of a goofy marketing plan when you can go to Flagstar Bank and they will greet you warmly and ask you to sit down in a comfortable chair to talk to you and do business.
They actually open the door for you. I mean, they actually come to the door, like almost like they're standing there waiting for you to come to the door.
I can
admit it.
There
is.
You get
a cup of coffee.
Yes. Yes. It's a phenomenal bank. They're, as far as actual business and, what they offer, their product line is comparable to the big banks. And there is some benefits. Yeah, other benefits to doing business with Flagstar.
I think it's a different kind of a bank. It's something different. It's new, and I think people need a change. They want a change, and it's a new approach to banking. So I would definitely suggest if you all are interested in opening up a new account or maybe transferring your business account over to a place that will take care of you, like their own children. So 7 days a week, late hours, free boardrooms, coffee, smiles, and, great interest rates on some of their returns. So check out your Flagstar. Go to flagstarbank.com and you can read all about it. All right, so before we go, I just wanted to, we got a few minutes left here, and I just wanted to kind of, tell you a little bit about what I know about Tricia Milo and marketing. Tricia was a business owner, Prism Marketing. What was it? Prism Marketing Solutions in Chicago for 12 years.
Right, you're almost on the money. It was Prism Communications, Inc. That's right.
Okay.
And offered a spectrum of creative services.
And that was basically, you worked a lot with photographers and marketing and clients and television and radio and all that up there in the Chicago market for 12 years. And then after that, you decided to run a fine arts school. What was that like?
Well, that was like a three-ring circus. three rings, because in a fine arts school, you'll have your drama productions, performances, and so that's one ring. And then the other ring was an orchestra. We had a band program and taught children how to play different instruments and eventually form an orchestra. And so that was the other ring. That was the second ring. And then the third ring was our art students, who created all kinds of, visually stimulating forms of art and lots of different medium. And we'd have art exhibitions. So that was the third ring. And this is bringing a lot of children together, a couple hundred students together, and letting them use their imagination and helping to cultivate that imagination with some very talented teachers.
Well, that's amazing. It's such an amazing life that you've had so far. And now you're bringing all of those skills to your 1 minute.
Yes, and it's just as much fun as those other two enterprises. This is just it's exciting and, it's just fun. And I think when anyone finds their passion and they can work in their passion and make money where their passion lies, you have the best, that's the best place to be. So I feel very fortunate and blessed, and so it's, I've been a positive experience. So,
well, I'm excited to be working with you, and just over the past couple of weeks that we have been at it full time, I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate your business skills and talent. It's definitely taken your 1 minute to a completely new level, and I'm excited because I just know that when people finally find out what it is that we are trying to provide for them, and when they see the price rates of how much it costs to do so much, how little it costs to do so much, that, I really feel like that will stimulate, we will be a part of stimulating business to get back to doing business. And that's the real goal, is to get back to business.
Well, and you know what, George, your contribution to all of this, which, I know you're a humble man, so don't blush.
Only to some. When I put on the Uncle G performance, you'll be...
Okay. Well, people are multifaceted. We all get that. But,
right.
Your expertise and your technology savviness, that's the word, savviness, but your technological expertise, you've been cultivating this for, 10 years in many respects, and, of course, with your audiovisual engineer experience and production and being a producer for over 25 years. I mean, you have a very comprehensive understanding of not only what's a good quality video, what's the content, what's the quality of the actual visual end of it, and as well as the sound. But I mean, that's all a part of who you are, and it's your passion. And when whenever you're doing any kind of, video recording at an event and then producing it, you're just like happy, happy guy.
I'm extremely happy. Yeah, I love production. Production to me is like breathing, It's like if I can't do production, I'm holding my breath. literally, I don't know what's going to happen. But if I'm in a production, I know that, I'm getting to be creative. I'm also able to help somebody, because they're putting their trust in me, understanding their vision and trying to turn it into a visual or an audio medium that, is going to bring them some type of result. May not be great, but it's definitely not going to be horrible. So I try my best. So I work with my clients, to try to see that vision. And to me, that's a part of the networking and the fun of the it's not necessarily my vision of what something should be. It's, working with that client to help them visualize it. And then that helps them when they go out and do whatever it is they're doing, because they're almost, it helps them to focus on what it is they want people to know about them. So that's why I enjoy it. I'm always smiling when I'm working.
What you create actually is a mirror image of who they are or what their business is, and so you actually mirror an image or a vision that they have in their head about, you know, promoting their business and their services or products, and it becomes, you know, they get to see it in an audience, in a spectator position, which is a different position to be in when you're the, you know, the CEO or, you know, the owner or the solopreneur or, you know, whatever your position is. I mean, it's a different perspective. And George, you actually capture it. You always end up giving people, you know, the wow factor when they see what you've created. So, you know, that's going above and beyond the call of duty, and that's just, again, it's a reflection of your passion that you want to perfect it to the best of your ability.
Okay, so now that we've had enough George time, let's move on. Move on to what we're going to be doing next. We're going to be networking. Obviously, we'll be doing something, I guess, on Tuesday. We've got scheduled meetings coming up. Where are we going to be?
We're going to be at Flagstar Bank on Sugarloaf Parkway on Tuesday morning at 9:30, making a presentation.
Uh-huh.
And so,
yeah. Are we going to be doing more of those presentations, or?
We are, and then we're also recording this week too at the Flagstar Bank in Duluth on Wednesday.
That's right. That's the follow-up from the WOMTEC. Am I saying that correctly? WOMTEC?
WOMTEC, and that was one of the women's groups that was there at Sugo's restaurant, and the other one was North Atlanta Empowering Women to Succeed, which is Lori Scales.
Mm-hmm. And then on the 14th, we've got the networking MFG will be taping up their Discovery Mills. They have a networking meeting going on. That's Jason Moss of Networking MFG and Networking Works. Networking Works is a great little organization that we've been working with, as well as the Georgia Commerce Club and Eyeball and a couple of others, and we're looking forward to continuing our relationship with those folks as we expand your 1 minute. I got the greatest compliment this afternoon from somebody who found your 1 minute. They weren't told about your 1 minute. They said, you know, I typed in social media marketing, and you just kept coming up. And I was like,
social marketing?
Social media marketing, and you just keep coming up. And I was like, wow. So I said, well, what were you looking for? And this woman was like, I wanted to add video to my website. And I just didn't know, you know, how to go about doing it. So I was doing some research, and your 1 minute just kept coming up. So I figured I'd better look. And when I did, I was just amazed at how many different places you were. And I was just really, you know, I was taken away. That was the best compliment that your work, what we're doing here is working. And hopefully we can do that for, you know, other people's businesses and grow to where everybody's, you know, happy again. You know, this economy hurt us. But if we can start...
We're going through a technological evolution, and video marketing is really an evolution, the new evolution of business communications.
It certainly is, and that's what we do. Well, we got about 16 minutes left to the show, and I really do appreciate it. I wanted to tell everybody briefly how much I appreciated their participation this evening, and we're going to do this on a regular basis on Your 1 Minute. Right now, our schedule has us every Thursday night from 9 o'clock till 10:30. If you want to join us, just give us a call at 347-215-8709. We have a little bit of time, and you can tell us about your business and let us know how to get in contact with you. We'd love to talk about your business. That's what we're here for at Your 1 Minute. We're also on Facebook. You can catch us at Facebook. Just type in the search, Your 1 Minute, and we have a fan page there. We'd love you to join us. And then we also have your1minute.ning.com. And if you're on Blog Talk, on our show page, there's actually a button where you can join all of those. You can follow us again on Twitter as well. So that's Twitter, Facebook, Ning, and we also have a LinkedIn page. So if that's any indication, and it's not YouTube. Even all the places.
Right, you did say YouTube also, right?
Oh, I forgot about the YouTube. How could I possibly forget about the best part, the video, youtube.com/your1minute. And all of these are the word your, Y-O-U-R, the number 1, and minute, M-I-N-U-T-E, dot Ning, N-I-N-G, dot com. All right, so is there any other? We've got LinkedIn, we've got Twitter, we've got Facebook. Oh, we've got MySpace. You can go to myspace.com/your1minute. Same thing on Black Planet, which is blackplanet.com/your1minute. So there are many places that we market. We're probably marketing to, you know, tens of thousands of people. And this obviously is blogtalkradio.com/your1minute. So just type in Your 1 Minute in a search, and you will find us in many, many places, like that lady who called me this afternoon with that great compliment.
That's right. George, yeah. You know what? When people call in, and, of course, you know, most businesses have their website, but that's just it. It's like, you know, if they're on social media, you know, they can also let us know which networks they're on, you know, with their social media. Some businesses, you know, operate, you know, concentrate more in one than another. Although these days it's pretty easy to, spread to all channels. It's getting pretty fluid from, you know, Facebook to Twitter to LinkedIn to, you know, it's just kind of starting to all flow.
Well, what's good about them is that they're all interconnected. So, you know, if you say something in Facebook, you know, it could show up on Twitter. And the same thing in Ning. If you say something on Ning, it could show up in Facebook. You know, there are other programs like Livestream and you know, Justin TV and all these other places are all social networks. And the real trick of social network marketing is to go where the people are. And that's kind of what, you know, you may need to have a social media manager simply because there are so many places and you do have to run your business. So that's, you know, what we want to be able to provide people here at Your 1 Minute is to, you know, not just do your video. We do want to do your video. We want to help you with your radio, but we also want to help you manage all of that. And help you, you know, be able to be more productive. So I'm excited. There's a lot of work to be done. It's a new frontier, And, you know, I feel like it's a gold rush and we're the first ones on the scene. You know, there are a lot of companies out there that are bigger, faster, they have more money, but there aren't any that are going to think farther into the future. I think than where we are right now.
You have gone where no man has been before, but they're going
now.
Yeah,
I've been on the Star Trek.
Well, you know what? There's always the early adapters, but, you know, just like we've seen the technology progress where, you know, people started to, you know, everybody had a desktop computer, and then it went to a laptop computer, you know, and, of course, now, you know, a lot of our smartphones are like little mini computers as well. And so people are, you know, they're progressing, and they're moving along, and they're learning the technology, and the technology is really like, for most people I know, it's like their hobby. It's something that they do, you know, rather do the technology, get on social media than sit in front of the television at night. They'd rather be interactive.
It's true. It's true. I know people who definitely sit in front of their computers more than their televisions these days. You know, and the mobile market has just really begun. You know, you think texting is something. Wait till, like, folks are watching full-length movies. They're already doing it. Or wait till they even begin the face-to-face video conferencing over their phones. I mean, Dick Tracy wasn't that far off, you know, when he had that wristwatch, you know, face-to-face video conferencing in, back in the 30s, I guess, so. But, go ahead.
I was going to say, that was a lot of creative foresight, but then, you know, of course, Star Trek and the Jetsons and...
Exactly.
You know.
Think about it. Those are all inspirational, but to see it in your lifetime actually beginning, you know, to develop and to have the opportunity to be in it when it first starts, you know, that's real opportunity. We've got one more caller here. Before we go, I'm going to go ahead and say hello to this caller. Go ahead, caller. Hello, caller.
Did it end up being me again, George?
Oh, that's you. Yeah, go ahead, Dave. I just wanted to welcome. Well, Dave is back with us, everybody. We only got about 9 minutes left, but I wanted to say, you know, thanks, Dave, for all that you do to sponsor your 1 minute, and we really look forward to working with you.
Well, you know, even my network goes down, so, you know, for me to come back in at the end of the conversation after having missed so much, I just want to say thank you for all that you do, George, for getting the word out and, you know, helping everybody grow their business because, you know, like you said earlier, to be able to have somebody to pull right out of the hat when there's an opportunity to pass on a name, it's a fabulous thing. And what you're bringing out right now is the bomb. So thank you.
Awesome. Well, we greatly appreciate it. And I want to thank Trisha Milo for braving the family woes, just like, you know, Supermom flying in with her cape just in time to say a few kind words.
Well, we had to leave the meeting early. I said, Tim, we got to go. I got to get home. And then, you know, to be able to grab a business friend, associate, Kathy Wagner, and grab her 10 minutes before airtime and convince her quickly that this was something that she really needs to do for her business. And then she did it. And so we will be seeing her, I'm sure, next week at this time.
Oh, I look forward to it. Well, before we go, I just want to remind everybody that this is being recorded, and you can go to youronminute.ning.com and listen to it 24/7. If there's any information that you would like to share with us, please be sure to go ahead and put it in the chat room or write a blog, join the network. You know, there's so many things that you can do in your 1 minute, put up an event. We'd love to hear from you. It's free right now, so fully take advantage of the opportunity to spread the word before we start charging, because as more and more people get into the power of this type of medium, they'll slowly realize that there are expenses that we incur that we'll need to have some assistance with. So right now, things are looking pretty good. So stay with us and take full advantage of what we're doing while it's free. Again,
everybody loves a freebie, don't they?
I do.
Yes. Well, you know what? Free is good, but it's even more wonderful when you actually realize the value. I mean, that sometimes free isn't, it's like maybe just, okay, but this free is an exceptional free.
Yeah, this is beyond crazy free.
Let me throw out one last thing before you guys conclude, because I've got an awesome freebie, especially with this being your inaugural show, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is.
It's my inaugural show with you. So let me offer a freebie for everybody. Over the course of this Labor Day weekend and potentially ongoing, I am offering free domain names for people that want to either start a website, add an additional website, perhaps, even open up some more platform options for them in presenting what they currently have in place. So check out my blog post on the Ning Network and also on my website, www.internetpowerhosting.com, and get all the details and go ahead and get signed up for that free domain name.
Well, awesome, Dave. We greatly appreciate that. And that's what we need is, people like you to participate and realize that what you do really helps grow this network. And it's called support. And we greatly appreciate that, Dave.
Well, thank you for having me on this evening.
Oh, we love it. So I guess we're going to go ahead and conclude. And as I had promised a friend of mine, Ryan McCluskey and his beautiful wife, that I would play his song twice in this show. And I'm going to do that. We played it earlier at the beginning, but I don't think anybody was really here to hear it. But I'm going to leave you with that, and you can go to Ryan McCluskey on Facebook, and he's out of Massachusetts. He's got a full album with his wife singing, and, they'd be very happy to hear from you. They're also members of this network. So I appreciate everybody joining us, and remember, we'll be back again next week at 9 o'clock till 10:30. So please invite your friends, and this, again, is recorded, so you can listen to it on blogtalkradio.com/your1minute, or you can join our social network at your1minute.ning.com. All right, well, thank you, everybody, and greatly appreciate your participation tonight, and we'll leave you with the song.
open because when I thought enough to hear it call. How about showing all of the children what really matters and not leaving them confused, seeking outside in a field too lost? Oh, how about teaching them all that the greatest path to choose is love, instead of only looking upward and out inside to live the whole life? It's a series of choices, so I will try to show the way. So it took me all the time to